Stay warm there, O Savior. And people without a vision perish. If you saw my little blurb, you know, I said this Proverbs 29:18 may be one of the most misapplied verses in church history. Because it's not really about the people's vision that they're alluding to in Scripture. What they're alluding to is what, quote-unquote, God has already demanded or ordained or commanded of you. But as a good Unitarian minister who yesterday received his letter of final fellowship, it only took me 20 years to receive it. It should have been 3. So some of us are on the slow boat to salvation as it is. But people with a vision won't perish is really what I want to get to. People with a vision. Let me look at this a little more closely. So as I dug into Scripture and I thought about this over a rather long period of time, I found a verse that I liked better, and it was from the Modern English Version. Have you ever seen the Modern English Version of the Bible? I can stomach it a lot better. The language suits me better. So they say, where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is she who keeps the teaching. That's a little better. So I looked at what I thought were the great issues confronting us. One, our environmental condition. I saw a news report this past week about an island floating in the Pacific Ocean, an island of plastic and garbage that human beings can literally walk upon. Unbelievable. They project that this island will grow and grow and grow, and that China and India and all these countries contribute. The United States is number 20 on that list, I think they said. But all these nations are just filling the waters with filth. And the ocean is, what, 2/3 of our planet? Maybe my numbers are off. Maybe water covers 2/3 of the planet. But the oceans are by far the largest portion of it. And the health of the oceans kind of equals the health of us. Just like our bodies are made up of the same percentage of salt water in the ocean. I mean, we are from the ocean. We're the ocean on the earth, right? So what's going on with us environmentally? Greg's so kind to me. He gave me seltzer water because I find the water that I drink here to be horrific. I don't know what's happening to you folks in Jersey that drink this water, or is it just this part of Jersey? But it's the worst tasting water I ever had in my life. So Greg gave me seltzer water. But what's happening with our water? What's really happening with our water? What's happening with the air we breathe? You know, too often, I remember as a child passing through northern New Jersey somewhere, I don't know, past Trenton as you come north, and I started smelling things. I said, Dad, what's that smell? He said, oh boy, I don't know, maybe it was a little further up. But I always have been confronted with noxious scents that were along the Jersey Turnpike, you know, whatever, the oil refineries, I don't know what it is. I never knew what it was. All I know is I saw stacks and gas clouds and bad smells. And I looked a little further and I found that New Jersey's very high in cancer rates. New Jersey's very high with birth defects. I start wondering what's happening to us and why is this happening to us? And then I start to think about greed, you know, the greed of people as they try to line their pockets and live their wonderful lives while the rest of us get sick and die. So that's got me really hyped up, wondering what's going on and why those we elect aren't choosing to do what's right by us. Why we as a people continue to elect people who frankly don't give a darn about your health. And it worries me. It troubles me. It troubles me deeply. So as I continue down this path of this vision idea of people with a vision won't perish, but people without one will perish, I started to think about the great empires that have come and gone throughout history. I said, wow, Wow. They never thought they'd fall. None of them. None of the greatest empires the world's ever known ever thought their day would come. In Jamaica, we say, every dog can have his day. Huh? And every nation that came upon this earth, that rose up to command legion, eventually has fallen. The last one that I think of is the British Empire. For, right? The sun never set upon the British Empire. They were so mighty, so powerful. And yet, if you look at post-World War II England, how pathetic they had become. How the mighty had fallen. How the mighty had fallen. And I wondered about the United States, the imperial nation that we reside in, the nation that continues to use military might to try to control the planet. All under the guise of things that I don't begin to believe. Things that I don't begin to believe. So I started to dig deeper yet again and said, well, what was it about the vision that was lacking? What was it about the people that they were so willing to accept what some so-called leaders told them was the appropriate actions in life? What is it about human beings that allow them to be moved like cattle and barely utter any upset? See, we allow what's going on to happen, don't we? We turn a blind eye far too often. That's our human way. That's our human way. But we constantly are aspiring to something better, aren't we? We do live in this kind of, I don't like dualism, but I'm constantly being brought into that place of saying, well, we're neither this nor that. We're not all of one thing. And so as I moved through this process of discernment about people and vision and the lack of it and the destruction that will come if you don't have it and how glorious life could be if you had a good vision, it brought me to the religious spectrum, right? Because ultimately that's what this is about. You're in church. Huh? I got to lay something churchy on you, right? It's got to feed your spirit somehow. What's the point to stay home with your bagels in the New York Times or some such reading, right? All right? So religious movements have come and gone, and ours is in a critical juncture. Our president, Peter Morales, the head of the Unitarian Universalist Association, claims that we are the religion for the 21st century. And I believe him. I believe him. I believe that Unitarian Universalism encompasses everything you need to lead an ethical, moral, justice-seeking, fulfilling existence upon this earth. There is nothing better than it, because you can bring your grandmama's religion and your grandpappy's religion. You can bring no religion at all, or you can bring your ethical internal dialogue to bear witness in this congregation. This is the religious movement for all time, and yet something's lacking in its application. We've lost sight of what vision and then the marriage of action lead to. You can't just talk about lofty things. You can't be resting on the words and deeds of those who went before us. You can't just say, well, God gave us laws and we have to follow them. People only follow when they're coerced. People tend to follow when there's a force prodding them towards something. See, this congregation is just like the rest of the movement. We're standing on the verge of getting it on. You know that George Clinton song? Standing on the verge of getting it on. That's a bad song. George Clinton's at B.B. King's on Tuesday night, I think. I'ma be there. Got to see my boy George. Ain't got no money, but I'ma be there. standing on the verge. Mothership connection. And ultimately, we need to be like the mothership for Orange. We need to be a place where a vision has been articulated. I think y'all did that already, though. Let me turn to it for a second. To be a life-affirming. I don't know if I like the word liberal. I like progressive better. But you said to be a life-affirming liberal religious community where people of diverse beliefs, ideas, and backgrounds come together to provide spiritual and intellectual growth to one another and to work together in Orange, New Jersey, for a greater good in the world. Hallelujah! I'm on fire! That's powerful. You can't get any better than that. Now, we got to take some lofty ideals and put it into practical application. I don't know if it's going to these detention centers with a good heart, some progressive theology, and just some presence, because a ministry of presence means more than anything else. Just being there. Human to human contact. It means more than any words. Or is it us creating that immigrant center where these people who are being mistreated by our injustice system can find relief? How do we help those who would come here? Did your ancestors have to go through all this nonsense? Oh, this was an open door policy. Just let all those Europeans in here. For some of us, it didn't necessarily happen that way. Some of us came in shackles. But my grandmother came to this county in 1915, a free woman from Jamaica. It was her right to come. And she didn't stay long, because Montclair in 1915 was racist as all get out. She got up out of here. Went to Maine. Poor Jamaican soul. Mr. froze her butt off. She didn't know what she was getting involved with. The point is, though, that we have an opportunity here in Orange, here at this campus, this building and that building next door, to create something viable for the people of this area. No one's asking us to be perfect in our structure. No one would ask of us to give up every dime you have to make it so. No one's asking you all to come when you can't come. Because I'm here to go ask others to do it. Greg can go around and ask somebody to do something. Guess what I'm good at? I'm real good at putting some heavy duty stuff on somebody, compelling you to give, to help, to support. Don't let me break out the race card on you. Don't let me break out the injustice upon you. New Jersey was the last of the northern states to free the slaves. There's a long history of injustice. Damn it, I'm here to stop it, if I can, in some small way. So be ye of strong faith. Buy into the vision that our forebears already laid out before us. Seek us a kingdom of doing. Doing more than we've done already. Because you've been doing. You've been giving. Has this congregation been faithful to your organization?
Certainly has.
Oh, that's a good thing. If we were Muslim, you would have been gaining, you know, points for heaven. Might have to take on Islam in a loving way. Peace be upon the Prophet, you know? You've got to be able to buy what we've already put our efforts into, and now keep it going. So yes, our association hasn't reached its high mark yet. 300,000 is not enough for Unitarian Universalism if this is truly going to be the religion for the 21st century. And certainly, you few apostles here today, those of you that are the workers, potential workers, I see two new ones, right? The few here, you few bodies here can't do it all. I know you can't do it all. I feel your pain. But together we can do something amazing. I know there's been trepidation. I know there's unease at what comes next. I know that what I'm asking you seems Pollyanna-ish. I don't want to put that on Polly. Let's find a male term for that. Put it on somebody else. And I do speak Ebonically sometimes, don't I? Yes, that's my privilege. English is a living language. It is mine. I breathe life into it. This critical moment in the history of this congregation is upon us. We will be having a congregational meeting on March 8th. I need everybody to show up. Call your friends, all 30 of them. That's how many we got? 31 UU friends. Bring some of those folks from Montclair that you used to be friends with. Bring them. Tell them to come. Tell them to participate. Tell them to get on board, children. Get on board. We're ready to do great things. You've already had the vision. You must implement it now. Not later. Now. I believe in you. Do you believe in yourselves? Do you believe in your power to do more than you ever dreamed of? You've done well holding on. You've done well. Now you're going to do more. This I ask in the precious name, whatever you call that precious entity, whatever that sacred thing is for you, I ask that it grant us this opportunity to do good will, to do good works, to not just be a people with a vision, but to be a people that live and thrive and survive in the 21st century. Amen. Amen. All right. So what we got? Uh-oh, we got a nice old Negro hymn for Black History Month. Number 116, I'm on my way. And I know this man can bring it. He can bring it. Listen. He got honorary brother status, but this man can bring it.